Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, February 9th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Missionary flights move into long-term tsunami recovery. Mongolians are now taking the gospel to their own people, and a blizzard proves a boon to a Romanian Christian radio station. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesia tops today's news. Troops skirmished with rebels this week in Banda Aceh. The government and rebels had earlier agreed to put aside their differences in the face of the tsunami disaster. However, rebel attacks created a security problem that forced the government to restrict help into the region. But Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kevin Swanson says,
since MAF is a registered Indonesian organization, we have been welcomed more as home folks rather than foreigners. We've even been told that when others are asked to leave, that's not going to affect us because they consider us Indonesians.
Swanson says when their teams start to develop day-to-day relationships with people in the isolated villages, ministry happens.
These folks have really felt cut off from any other help. They're beginning to see that there's some reality to the witness that our guys have and that there is a difference here. And so as relationships are built, opportunity is there to share Christ either in word or in deed.
Meanwhile, Compassion International is saying thank you to thousands who gave from their hearts in the aftermath of the tsunami disaster that struck 11 countries. Your gifts help raise $2 million for Compassion's Tsunami Disaster Relief Fund. The money will be used to help the victims physically in Jesus' name through the local church. Thousands of victims in India, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka received clean water, food, medical attention, basic necessities, and many heard the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mongolia is a country not typically known for being very open to the gospel. Less than 1% of the population is known to claim the Christian faith. But according to Dan Jacobson with New Tribes Mission, that's changing as there are now churches in just about every one of Mongolia's 22 provincial centers. Jacobson works there and says he's seeing ministry change.
Initially it was evangelism. Now it is shifting from evangelism to discipleship and setting up the church in such a way that it becomes totally Mongolian, where it has Mongolian leadership who oversee it and run it.
Jacobson says many areas have never heard about God's saving grace, but that's where national believers will be most effective.
They are starting to see their own people be set free from these things that bound them for hundreds of years. Now we're starting to see these Mongolians step forward and reach their own people, and I think that's when we're truly going to see the abundant harvest.
Next, a vicious blizzard has blanketed Romania and parts of Europe. Digging out has been a long process, if it started at all over the last 2 weeks. Shrinking food and fuel supplies have forced some to brave the still brutal winter conditions. Little Samaritan Mission's Florine Pindigblad says it's a blessing in disguise.
The number of listeners of Little Samaritan's Christian radio station raised many times in last 2 weeks because people are stuck home and they listen to our Christian broadcasting. We have prepared the equipment to open 3 more radio stations.
Pindigblad says as soon as the snow melts, they can really get things rolling.
We work in a very hard condition when we needed to put 6 kilometers long a trench to put wire around antenna, and there is one radio station in the mountains which we want to open as soon as possible. So the winter is hindering us, but on the other side, it's bringing good.
And the country known for the Reformation is seeing a shrinking missionary sending force. According to Idea News, German churches have a combined membership of about 52 million. According to the latest statistics, nearly 7,000 Germans are working as missionaries abroad, or 0.01%. Nearly 3,000 of them are evangelicals being sent out by the 84-member agencies of the Association of Evangelical Missions. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution from Strategic World Impact at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.